I have something I want to share.
What?
Oh, well, actually, we should probably welcome them into the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go ahead. That's what we do at this call.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I think you're early on that.
That's a little early.
Thanksgiving is just over.
Everywhere you go.
I mean, if you're going into the department stores, yeah.
I'm still full from Thanksgiving.
Whose phone is not shut off?
Yours.
Yours, Brian. And you're checking it. You need to respond. What a dickhead.
It's beginning to...
I miss the days when we didn't have cell phones. Like, I miss it.
Because we're so consumed by them.
I can feel the brain tumor building in my head because of all
You know what? I'm going to shut my phone off.
That's right nice. Now. I can say that, you know, riding the motorcycle, that is a period of time where you cannot contact me. I'm not going to answer my phone when I'm on the it's nice. It's nice to have that time. Didn't you say you shut it off?
That's my phone shutting off.
That's it shutting off. It makes more noise.
It needs to tell you.
It goes my
Are you sure you want to do this? I'm turning off. Are you sure?
I think Oprah had it right by making the car the no phone zone. I don't like having it's a fight. It's a fight when I hear the buzzer go off or calls coming in. But it's also like
not
to me,
to look.
I'm in the car. That's also my alone time to go catch up on phone calls, call people, dial
I make
it in.
Phone calls. I mean, but that's what the headset's for. Oprah can't have anything wrong with that, right? Yeah. Or is she's saying nothing. No phone calls.
Yeah,
no
we're talking about
concentrate on the road.
This idea that you just even mentioned, the time before phones, you know, or before, not before all phones, but before cell phones. We worked fine. We were fine. You had an answering machine at home.
I was happy.
When you got home, if you had a message, you had a message.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
I'm going to say you were happier.
Well, you don't know me then, so.
Well, but I can.
That would be a full failure. If you saw me back then, I was not a happy individual. I'm happy now. I'm happy now.
But is it because of phones and your ability to call or text somebody at any moment?
No, that drags my happiness down.
Yeah.
I think people have a hard time admitting that ultimately cell phones are the bane of your existence.
The problem is it creates an expectation that you should be able to be reached at any time by if it's, you know, your manager or agent or by your significant other. I texted you. Why didn't you text me back? You know, that kind of a thing. And I, you know, this is the thing. Last week, you said this to me as well. You said, I have a feeling that you don't reply quite so, you know, so quickly to email.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg,
you get your email on your... Don't send him a message. He's right next to you.
I'm sending Greg a text message.
I can see that's what you're doing.
It's the longest text message I've ever...
I have a lot to say, Greg.
You're about to get it.
It's only 160 characters.
Okay, well, anyway, until you get that... You were saying, you know, you get your email on your phone, right? So
yeah, that's a nightmare.
Well, I don't. So if I'm out, I'm teaching, I'm somewhere else, I don't get my emails until later on in the day.
But for weeks? Are you out teaching for weeks on a time?
No. But I think that same thing happens with the email, you know.
I don't know why you haven't texted me back yet.
I haven't even checked my phone. I just turned it off.
I sent a text message like a while ago.
You sent it maybe 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, why didn't you just
text me back?
Because, first of all, he's sitting right next to you. And second of all, he shut his phone off.
Yeah. I'm living my life.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you mad at me?
No. Like yesterday, me and John and Brian went for... John, our sound engineer. John, say hi.
He
did. No, he's
sound engineer.
Okay.
But John and Brian and I went for a hike yesterday. It was epic. Real hike. Right?
Real.
I really brought
nice.
You. Right.
Couple of, I mean, it was a full...
Full thing.
That's great.
And we got back, and John had 7 or 8 missed phone calls. I had 4, like 3 texts.
I had 8 emails, 3 text messages, and 2 voicemails.
Oh,
and I literally
it's two
was
hours.
Like, I was like, come on.
It's 2 hours. It's too much.
And I'm not, I don't even do anything.
Maybe
I don't even have anything.
I'm just not in the same world as you guys. I'm not seeing anyone right now, and I think that's a big thing.
Hold on a second.
What?
none of those eight emails, three text messages, or two voicemails has anything to do with the fact that I'm seeing someone or not.
Me neither.
Really?
Well, they were from, no, that's not true.
No, some of them
Wait. The emails and the text messages had nothing to do with the girl I'm seeing. The BBM messages, which is a whole other thing, did have everything to do.
I don't know what he just said. I don't know.
It's a BlackBerry Messenger thing. It's a whole other thing.
Gotcha.
Now, the thing with the BBM shit that's crazy is that you send me a text.
Yeah.
You just send me that text. You cannot tell if I've seen that text or if I have seen it and not replied. This BBM thing.
Oh, no.
It sends it to you.
Yeah.
So I send you, let's say we have BBM back and forth.
Sure,
me and you.
Right.
I send you a BBM message.
Okay.
It gets delivered, and right next to it, it says D, a little D, that it's been delivered to
you.
As soon as you read it, that D turns into an R.
Oh, no.
And if I happen to be looking at the phone and you're replying, it will say Robert is writing a message.
Oh, my God. It's like a chat. It's an open chat.
It's like an open chat. Nightmare.
That sounds horrible. Like an absolute nightmare. That sounds like a Nazi party propaganda.
Because I will tell you that I will get a text sometimes, and I'll just be like, okay, I don't want to answer this right now. I'll answer it later.
And that's fine.
Everybody's prerogative. But wow.
We spend so much time communicating and never saying anything.
That's very true.
I think I should look at this show. Yeah.
This show is a prime. This show is one long
ramble.
Text message from a 7-year-old girl who that talks in code.
Yeah.
TTYLLOLGRTA.
Speaking of which.
LOL.
Speaking of which.
Should we introduce the show?
Well,
FML.
We already did. But what I should say.
Beginning to look a lot.
What, Robert? What should you say?
Christmas.
If you want to reply back. People who are listening, to this infinitely long text message,
this banter,
you should go to
theshideshow@gmail.com.
theshideshow@gmail.com.
I will eat your face.
I will eat your face.
I will eat your bones. Yay!
Yes.
Welcome to the Shide Show, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Shide Show listeners.
I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Robert Shide.
Robert Shide.
And nipping at your new
Brian Gerard.
Brian Gerard.
And gentlemen,
singing some
warm styling
carols.
Christmas.
Brian Gerard. Carols. So we just had a little Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
To all the Jewish people.
Hope every...
It's a Jewish holiday.
They do not celebrate Thanksgiving.
It's for everybody.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
No, it is for Jewish people, too.
No.
Everybody came over to celebrate the
Thanksgiving is a vegan holiday.
It's a Christmas... No,
wait
it's
a second. It's clearly
Canadian,
not.
Canadian and American holiday only.
Right.
Well, no. Canada has... They have their own Thanksgiving.
What are they doing celebrating our holiday?
No, but they don't celebrate it on the same day. They have their own day.
I don't care. Why are they stealing the name then?
What are they
being thankful for?
For being north
of us.
Of us.
But they're being
above us. Really?
They're above us, literally in every
way.
Does
Mexico have a Thanksgiving as well?
Yes, it's called Cinco de Abril.
It's called the AK-47 gun battle.
Something like that.
That happens every Tuesday, so
yeah, it's called the Mexican Revolution.
It's
Remember
siesta.
The Alamo.
Yeah. I can tell you this.
Is that right? Did you get that right?
No.
No.
After having...
Shy goes,
no. Having eaten our fill of all
sorts
of...
He was a good guy,
of,
Phil.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss him.
Our fill. Yeah. We owned him, but he's gone now.
So much for our PR budget.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's in the news lately.
Go on.
A professor who lost, and you may have heard of this, lost 27 pounds on the Twinkie diet.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to talk about Slim Fast.
Little Debbie. Like, he just went in and got Little Debbie's, you know, like Twinkies and Ho-Ho's and all that stuff.
Oh, Ho-Ho's are so good.
And the thing is,
Twinkies
it's like...
are so good.
People are still, like, are shocked and astounded by this, but he did to prove one basic point,
which was
it's all about the calories. It's not about what you eat. He still had, like, a little multivitamin for as a just-in-case. He had some vegetables, but ultimately the bulk of his caloric intake every day was from junk food.
Mm.
Okay? He didn't do anything special, And he went from being overweight, like officially his weight was overweight, dropped 27 pounds and was fine. Because so many people are freaking out about getting out there and you need to have this type of diet or that type of diet. It's just numbers. It's a numbers game. How many calories you burn, how many calories do you eat?
Could not disagree with you any more colossally than I do right now.
Was
right
his ahead. Poop glowing bright orange?
It's a good question. Ultimately, like after they did all these physical checkups, he was fine.
No, he was not fine.
He was better.
No, he was not fine. He was on the brink of a heart aneurysm.
No.
When you're stuffing your arteries with cream cheese, because that's what's in the middle of Twinkies.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's cream cheese.
It's cream cheese.
Cream you can't
cheese.
Take that out and put that on a bagel.
You can't.
Sure you can.
And you saying stuffing your mouth full of these things.
Yes.
He had a specific amount he could eat, calorie-wise.
So what
he still paid attention to the numbers.
So still was doing, 3,000 calories a day or whatever? What's
no,
the deal?
What do we do?
You're 20,000 a day.
That's what? Us?
Yeah.
20,000?
Right? Isn't it?
I think that's a little high.
I think if you ate 20,000 calories
2,000.
I think if shit would pour out of your ears.
I think if you had 20,000 calories you would be the first candidate to be on the space shuttle shipped to Earth 2.
Because you're weighing Earth 1 down. 20,000 calories.
I want to say 3,000.
You'd eat this whole bungalow.
I thought it was maybe it's 2,000.
2,000 is
probably. Or 2,500, was that what it was?
Maybe that could be.
I don't even know. 20,000 would be awful, I think.
I think 20,000 calories is eating, literally you're eating 15 pounds of food a day.
But you know what you got the 20,000 from? 20,000 leagues under the sea is normal diving depth. Like when you go for one of those little diving excursions in the Bahamas, you go to 20,000 leagues under the sea.
I also, one time I went diving 20,000 leagues under the sea when I was at Disneyland. And I didn't think I was 20,000 leagues under the sea. It felt more like I was probably 7 feet. Under the sea.
Shahid, I see that you brought some information onto the computer about the caloric intake.
No, I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it?
No. Because everything wants me to do this calculator. And it's just I don't want
to
calculate
it. Why don't you go to Wikipedia and find out?
Well, daily caloric intake.
I did daily caloric intake.
Look, go. You have Wikipedia on your bookmarks. I know I'm a very computer literate now, by the way.
Why? How's that?
Because I just looked at your thing and I said Wikipedia and I said...
Check out my new sneakers. They're pumps.
Reebok pumps.
If you think if we say Reebok pump enough, that Reebok will send us some free stuff?
That's not how it works.
No, but if we say Skype enough, like the Oprah Winfrey show, it will give us to it. We will get it for free on our computers, and then we can call anywhere in the world and do it for free on our computers.
That's such an amazing idea.
But Skype is free anyway.
What does it say? Hey, Wikipedia, my name.
I'm going to miss Oprah so much. Do you know Oprah? This is our last Christmas with Oprah.
She's never going away. She is immortal.
Oh. I thought
she's what is that called? An avatar?
She's an avatar, yeah. Her and Sigourney Weaver.
Apparently, Greg Hoyt, the Minnesota Revenue Department's estate tax supervisor, summed his own reaction as, wow.
That's me.
That's you.
Interesting.
I'm on Wikipedia.
So,
tax assessment.
I'd like to just sit on this Twinkie thing for just another second.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
how long do you do it for? 30 days?
Something like that.
It was like the super.
Yeah,
that
was a good one. Said, by the way. Why did nobody react?
Yeah,
I'd like to sit on this Twinkie thing for a minute.
I know there are a lot of ways.
Because you're not supposed to react to that's what she said.
No, he did it actually for 10 weeks. 10 weeks.
That's more than 30 days.
It is more than 30 days. Twinkie and donut diet.
10 weeks is 300 days.
So
that's a long time to do it.
That's not true.
That's a long time. That is a long time.
He did this thing for a full year.
And he lost 27 pounds, but that's also because he had to cut his legs off because he had gangrene that came.
So he did Hostess, Little Debbie snacks.
Little Debbie.
He did Doritos chips, sugary cereals. But in the end, he limited himself to less than 1,800 calories a day.
Did he eat Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes.
Because they're great! You think if we say Frosted Flakes enough, though, we can...
Do you really want to be sponsored by Frosted
Flakes? I haven't eaten Frosted Flakes in probably 18 years.
What about Cocoa Pebbles?
Okay, now that's a thing. I cannot eat... Well, Cocoa Pebbles are one thing. I feel like that's a dessert. But people who eat...
No, it's not. It's a cereal.
Yeah. That's the Cocoa
breakfast.
Puffs.
I'm
thinking Cocoa Puffs.
Also
that's okay.
What are you talking about?
I was
Cocoa
gonna say,
Pebbles.
I know. I realize that. Because Fruity Pebbles...
But Cocoa Puffs are also
But they're puffs,
breakfast.
But they're not the same. The
Wait, I want to just
The
paint
sugar
a
intensity.
I want to paint a picture at the Shahid household growing
Please
up.
Please do.
Oh, that was a great turkey, dear. Thank you, honey. I'm pleased everyone enjoyed
it. Pleased?
I'm pleased everyone enjoyed it. What's for dessert?
Would you like some dessert?
Yeah. I'd love some, honey. What's for dessert tonight?
The usual Cocoa Puffs.
No, that was not
insane.
No, I'm just saying that it's so sweet. It's like a dessert. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I see.
And when you said Cocoa Pebbles, I was immediately thinking Fruity Pebbles, which I've tried as, you know, like, oh, let me have that for breakfast. Growing up, never had sugar cereals. Like, it was not allowed.
What did you
eat? The most sugar we had was in Kix, right? Which has a little bit of sugar in it.
No. Kix has nothing.
Let me tell you a story.
Kix tastes like cardboard.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the most we had.
God.
And then otherwise it was
Gruel?
No. It was Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Were you able to put honey on top of them at least?
Well, not without them looking. I could put like sugar in. I just go take a couple of
You grew up in Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Well. Literally. That's right. I forgot about that.
Because I grew up strictly on sugar cereals, and then when I would have a bowl of Kix, I would literally take two heaping spoonfuls of sugar and sprinkle it on them. Like, no, Kix are great. Delicious.
So wait, do you enjoy? Because when I went back...
I also have 14 fillings in my mouth.
Well, as an adult, when I went back and tried Fruity Pebbles, because I was like, I got to see what this is all about. Absolutely horrible.
You're not a child. You need to be inaugurated early in your
life. It was horrible. So can you eat that and enjoy it now?
No.
I eat... Raisin Bran. I eat Cheerios.
Now? You know what I have for breakfast now?
What?
Water.
That's great. Way to kick off your metabolism. That's exactly great. What your body wants.
That's exactly what my body... You wake up just like a shower. You brush your teeth. You brush the inside of your body. Water.
Whoa.
It might be arguable.
Hang on. I'm sorry. Can we stop at the third step there? You brush the inside of your body?
With water. By drinking water.
I don't know that...
That's brushing your inside.
I feel like maybe eating some bran
That's a little more.
Wheat would actually...
Oh, yeah, no, that's a great idea.
More of a brushing.
Let me eat bran so that I can have a huge heaping pile of...
Excuse me?
Huh? Water. Water is all you need. Water, maybe a little bit of juice.
Water's pretty great. I will admit, water is pretty awesome. I'm a Special K now. That's what I do.
So you're a female. So you have estrogen.
No, with strawberries.
Because it definitely has a pink band around the Special K box.
Yeah, it does.
And there's a woman in a pink onesie on the front of it.
Do you wonder why Suzanne Summers with the pink onesie raising breast cancer awareness? All hail to breast cancer awareness, by the
way. Thank you. And I'm eating Special K.
Do you ever wonder why you don't meet women at the grocery store? Because I can tell you right now why you don't meet women at the grocery store.
Because I shop at Costco.
Good work.
That's number one.
No. But I don't just shop at Costco. Please tell me.
Where all the mothers are at.
Yeah.
Thank you, Costco. I've never met a woman at a grocery store, have you?
You know, and I keep hearing that it's like Pickup Central.
No, it's not
Pickup Central. Women are into their phone. They don't pay attention.
Back to the phone business.
No, they really are.
You know what I would do? If I was in the produce aisle and I saw this attractive woman and she was checking out a head of lettuce, I would walk up to her. And smash her phone out of her hand.
You know how to treat a lady. Though.
That wins them over, huh?
I'd just be like, whap!
I got to try that next week. Oh, thank you.
But like, get that phone out. Pay attention because your Prince Charming's right here.
You'd say with that accent.
Well, your Prince Charming's right here.
Yeah.
Y'all come down to the plantation.
Oh, boy.
I got
some sweet tea.
Hey, now, Violet. You out there checking out that head of lettuce. Let me go ahead and whap that phone off your hand, because Prince Charming here to take you away.
I think that would be very effective. Maybe I should try that next time.
I'm telling you right now. You take the cell phone, you smash it out of her hand, and then you say, I'm right here.
Hey, this was a nice dinner. What's for dessert? Cocoa Puffs?
It isn't my place.
What happens when you go to because you must be at the grocery store. You're a young swinging bachelor carrying around breast cancer awareness pamphlets.
Women should be
attracted
to
you.
That. Yeah.
Don't you ever find a woman looking at you?
No.
Do you ever make eye contact with a woman who's attractive?
I try to, but they don't make eye contact.
Well, dude, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're like searching with your eyes. Look at me. Look at me.
When you look over and they see you looking at him, and all of a sudden all they register is, I'm going to eat your bones.
Excuse me. Could I help you with that head of lettuce?
lettuce.
No, I don't do
and your eyes glow red.
No, not at all. And I really don't put off any air of desperation. It's merely a glance or whatever. If I catch somebody's eye, you know, I'll try to just smile. That's it. And if I get any reaction, then great.
Then what would
but
you
normally,
do?
Normally, it doesn't happen.
What would you do if there was some sort of like... Okay, there's a little vibe, and then...
Then I would
you
try
go over
to,
and talk to them?
I would try to bring up some conversation about some produce product. Maybe
why wouldn't you just go up to her and be like, you know, say there's a woman, you're in the produce aisle.
Right.
I don't know why we're constantly hanging out in the produce aisle.
Because that's the, like, stereotypical place.
Apparently.
Yeah. Maybe, all right, let's move it to the frozen food section.
No, well, that's where healthy women hang out.
Healthy women hang out in the produce aisle. They're not going and pulling...
That's where the melons be at. Hey-o!
Hey-o! Okay, they're not going and pulling frozen pizzas out of the freezer.
True.
So they're in the produce aisle, and there's a woman there, like, checking out a melon. Or checking out a tomato.
Okay.
And you go up to her, and you're like, oh, is that girl? So you go up to her and be like, hey, I want to grab your ass.
No.
Oh, no, that's how we do.
No.
Sorry. You go up to her and you'd be like...
What would you really say?
I'd be like, hey, I know where you can put your hands.
No.
No.
I have some red balls that you could put
no.
your hands
oh, God.
On.
It doesn't have to be... I mean, does it have to be a pickup line? Can't it just
no.
be...
Hello.
Go up and say...
Hey, what are you going to say?
I wonder if these are in season or are these hothouse grown. That'd be interesting.
Hello, fellow American.
No, well, what? Well, you just...
Or you just...
Like, no, conversation.
Honestly, you just walk over there and be like, I wouldn't do it. I heard they're poison.
Don't do it.
That's kind of
don't
funny,
do
actually.
It.
You walk over and be like...
Don't do it. Don't do it. And then you either...
And then you say, I'll eat your bones.
Hey, you come over and you're like real quirky. You're like, hey, didn't you read the newspaper? Tomatoes are poisoned all across the United States. And she maybe giggles or something.
Uh-huh,
or she looks at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, the second line is, I want to wear your face as a hat.
Actually, I think yes. You do that. But you go over, and you say, "Hey, I heard that there's a total recall on all produce." I put that down. And then she says, what? And then you literally dump her cart over and yell screaming and jump into the aisle. Like, right into the whole pro, jump into it.
And
then
start
you start firing.
Domino effect?
And yeah,
you start the...
And I start what? Cackling madly as I'm like, haha,
yeah.
isn't this fun? I'm
Welcome
quirky.
To America.
I'm quirky and single. Yeah.
I do improv.
Quirky and single. Quirky and single.
I gotta say, I've never done that. I don't have the balls to do it.
I talking about
it.
For you guys in your past, for me in my present.
I couldn't
present.
Do it.
No.
I never could really approach a woman and just start talking to her. I was always too afraid of what might happen.
Mm. You know, but for your current relationship though, that's how it didn't start. Like
she came up to me.
She did, but you guys had like this
a vibe,
this eye lock thing.
But that's because she came up to me.
Really?
I didn't. I would have let that float right out of my life because I was
Damn
too scared.
It. That's what I do.
Because I was like, "Holy shit!
Then
this is a beautiful
that
woman."
To happen,
I had a great improv show.
I was in that show.
I had a.
Let's
really
be honest. The truth is, that was probably one of the best shows I've ever had.
So you?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're welcome
all,
that I made you look
it's all
so
to you.
Good.
Well,
no,
we'll
I don't
to,
know what happened.
We're gonna have to revisit some
I
of these dating
lucky.
Tips a little later on. Maybe
all right, dating
I'll try
tips
some
coming
of these
up.
Things out.
I need to go, so I'm gonna wrap this up.
All right,
bye. I got a thing.
Okay, Brian's very busy.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and the Casanova Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Gerard. This has been The Scheid Show.
Yay!
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys